Alaska Senator Mark Begich yesterday got to use the power of his Commerce Subcommittee chairmanship to aim some barbs at genetically engineered salmon. Begich and Senator Lisa Murkowski have introduced a bill that would ban interstate commerce of what they're calling frankenfish. Begich says he's concerned because the Food and Drug Administration is the agency that is deciding whether to approve the fish. And Begich says that is not an agency that typically grapples with questions about the health of fish stocks and the environment.
As you can imagine, it's very difficult to assess environmental impacts from fish that have never existed before now. And the FDA is now asked to carry out an impossible task of trying to assess the food safety and environmental impacts of genetically engineered fish.
The president of the company that wants to market genetically engineered, or GE, salmon held his product up for scrutiny. Ron Stottish runs Aqua Bounty Technologies Incorporated, which is trying to get FDA approval to sell the first genetically engineered fish as human food in the U.S. Stottish says fish farms all over the country could benefit from his product.
What you can accomplish by selective stock enhancement or breeding in 25 years, we can accomplish in a single generation. We can characterize the nature of the change, we can specifically measure the change, and we can basically understand the implications of the change and the impact on production.
The Aqua Bounty salmon are genetically engineered for faster growth and increased survival rates. But George Leonard, the Ocean Conservancy's aquaculture program director, testified there is no way to make sure the GE fish don't mix with wild salmon.
What is at stake here is no less than the future of fish, natural ecosystems, and our seafood supply. Now, proponents of GE salmon would have us believe that there is no risk that the fish will get out, and even if they do get out, there is no risk that GE salmon will take hold or reproduce with native salmon populations. I would urge the committee to seriously question those assumptions.
The Conservancy wants more involvement by the National Marine Fisheries Service and other agencies with expertise in fisheries biology, rather than leaving it up to the FDA. They want what Leonard calls a modern environmental risk assessment, and until that's done, they want a moratorium on frankenfish along the lines that Begich is calling for. And this is the light that John Epifano of the Illinois Natural History Survey put on it when he was asked about the risk of non-native invasive fish species overrunning local fisheries.
Salmon and other fishes are a little bit more difficult to control should an escape occur, should there be some unforeseen problem, more difficult than a cow or a goat. If Dolly the sheep, for example, was to escape, we'd go out and get in the pickup truck and go find her.
Alaska would hunt it.
Yeah, well.
For the Alaska Economic Report, I'm Steve Heimel.